I think possibly elements in the garden. I suppose the first thing that attracted me to it is it has water. So it has a stream running right through the garden, and I developed some of that into more water features. There are two ponds on different levels, and made a little sort of island for one of the sculptures, which I'll mention later. There are lots of seating areas concentrated on that, where people can just sit and ponder and look at the wonderful views. It's very open to the mountains around and the big oak trees outside the garden. You wouldn't know where the garden ends, rather, and the nice landscape begins. And then also to leave open spaces in the middle. There's a lot of green grass. Even though the garden is only just 1 acre, in many ways, it seems bigger than that. Mm. So all these things put together has made it special. But of late, I'm beginning to realise that it's the people who come to the garden make it special. Mm. It's as though they kind of leave an imprint of their spirit in the place, so that over the years it has been known. People have called it a sacred space, peace garden. Oasis for the Spirit was another nice title given to it.
Yeah. Well, now, gardens as a sacred space is something that I suppose people do want nowadays, you know, because it is an opportunity to get away from everything and to reflect. And in your garden, there is something very unique that helps that process, isn't there?
Yes, before I mention the unique element, I should say regarding, I do think that we need to look at spaces where people can gather to ponder, to pray, to be themselves. And I've just done some research on this. Because of people not having churches to gather in, they need alternative venues. And I think gardens could offer that in a very unique way. What I have in addition to the lovely setting and in the garden itself is a collection of sculptures by well-known, well-recognized, shall we say, Irish artists. I initially had one dark corner in the garden, and I just thought a sculpture would look nice there. And it was by Cliona Cusson, and it was very good. I've had to move it twice since because it wasn't big enough for the area. And I thought that was it. And then I saw another one that I liked. And so after the last 20 years, I have a collection now. And I got my last one last Sunday, and I say it really is my final one, so there are 15. They're all in very different medium. Stainless steel, metal, glass, enamel, bronze, and of course there are several in stone, in granite or in limestone.
And did you commission these sculptures?
I'd say about two-thirds I saw and liked in different ways, and about a third I have commissioned. It's interesting, when you commission a work, it's much more nerve-wracking because you don't see the finished product. You kind of suggest a theme or the space you want something in or whatever. I should add that in link with just was what I've said about the need for alternative venues, most of the sculptures are very abstract, I suppose, symbolic. And to me, a symbol is something that points beyond itself and offers, you know, richer and deeper meanings. So that it has really added to the reflectiveness of the garden space, that when people come to spend a day there, they have time to ponder. And if we have groups, we ponder together. And I try to help people to really see. There's no right way of seeing a sculpture, to trust in what, how the sculpture speaks to them. And wonderful things have come out of that.
Like what?
Well, one lady I remember saying she'd never looked at a sculpture in her life. And when she came back for the interview as part of my research, she says she's going to sculpture exhibitions all over the place and bringing her husband along. That she had learned how to look in a new way. And take time and to trust what is coming up in her around it. So I was really delighted at that.
Now tell us about the name of the garden.
I called it Shekinah. I already knew the meaning, having done some scriptural studies. It really means the presence of God in a place. It's a Hebrew word, and it originated really with the symbol of the pillar of fire at night and the cloud by day. And they took those signs to know that God's presence was with them as they journeyed through the desert when they left Egypt. But the Shekinah is sometimes used in Hebrew theologians to express really what the incarnation is for us, the presence of God among his people, and particularly related to places, specific places. And some more modern theologians today say that it refers to the feminine element in the divine, which is rather nice too. I love the sound of the word, and of course the rich meaning that it has is important to me.
Now, can anybody go along to your garden, or do they have to make an appointment?
Well, it depends. We have different kind of categories of days. There are the open days, and certain summer months are advertised sometimes in the papers and in the County Wicklow Garden Festival. Certain Sundays in May, June and July and August, where they just come any time between noon and 6 o'clock. And I encourage people to bring picnics and families, toddlers and grannies and everybody. And even some adolescents have really enjoyed the garden. Then what I think the garden really comes to its own on what I call time-out days. These are the reflective days where people spend 6 hours in the garden, coming at 10:30 and leaving at 4:30. And I do a little bit of gentle facilitation as people spend reflective time there. And usually it's best for ready-made groups in a way, maybe groups of professionals or other groups that work together and would like a day out but would like a little focus to the group as well. Teachers, counsellors, different women's groups, parish council groups, different groups have been over the years, and I think they've been beneficial to the group. And there's always the celebratory side in the middle. People bring their picnic lunch, and there's great fun as well.